If a man can face the world, its trials and tribulations, with a song in his heart, a smile on his face, and a true friendliness for his fellow man, he's gone a long ways on the trail of real happiness. So we invite you to join a jolly group of good fellows out on the western plains for a few moments of song and banter, whose hope it is that you may gain a tiny spark of pleasure and renewed courage to help carry you over some of the rough spots in the issues of the coming day. Pinto Pete and his ranch boys are holding open house. Won't you join them? I'm feeling right pert this evening. And how are you boys feeling?
Well, boss, we're feeling fine except Curly here. And he's been telling us about an old bad horse he tried to ride once. And he says that every time he even thinks about it, it makes him feel kind of sick at stomach.
Well, that's too bad. Well, but tell us about him, Curly. What was his moniker?
Boy, this horse was bad and his name was Ridge Running Roan.
Oh, is that so?
I was out in the Badlands a-wrangling alone when I hears of a cayuse a-ridge running roan. Fleet as a deer and as tough as a mule, pretty as a picture and nobody's fool. Well, I goes right to work and I gets me a pair of the best saddle horses that ever wore hair. Then I hunts up this Mustang and camps on his trail. Takes to the ridges, he's packing the mail. Now he stays on them ridges as wise as a fox. He's just like a goat when he gets in the rocks. I'm a-trailing till dark and at dawn I begin. I'm getting weak and my horse getting thin. Now I stays with them tracks till I get stiff and sore. But he stays in front where he keeps making more. He don't get much water and no time to graze while I camp on his trail for 17 days. Then I starts in to crowd him and turn him around. And he quits the ridges and hits for soft ground. I builds me a loop when he gets to the flats. Throwed my Rieta and a bit like a hat. Then I snakes him to camp and into the corral, where I feeds him some oats and some hay for a spell. When he gets fat and strong, then I give him the news. I'll tie him down and I nail on some shoes. Then I puts on my saddle and cinches her tight. When I gets in his middle, he goes on the fight. He's as mad as a hornet and just seeing red. Handy on his feet and his feet isn't lead. Well, I'm doing my best and I'm just getting by, but he's doing better with blood in his eye. I think I'm on top of a hurricane's deck, where an earthquake and cyclone are having a wreck. Then he hits with a jar that most sheds all my hair. I'm still up above him, but don't know just where. Had a riding bad horses, I'm no cripple squaw, but he shows me tricks that I ain't never saw. Now of all the bad fuzz tales that I ever rode, there isn't none like him, he seemed to explode. With a gyrating jump, he leaves the corral, and I makes a big hole in the ground where I fell. Now the last time I seen him, he was crossing the bridge. He was hightailing back to his favorite ridge. I'm a-hunting a saddle, I've none of my own. My rigging ran off with that ridge running roan. Now I'm all busted up and I'm still sore and lame. That ridge running outlaw will never be tame. You take my advice, you will let him alone. You won't have no luck with that ridge running roan.
Oh, I say he was a bad horse.
Bet he
was. It even scares me to think of him. Well, what do you boys say to having a little sweet music from these three sweet little sisters, eh?
Oh, that's about the best idea.
Well, this one isn't so sweet, but it's a little different from the one y'all sang. It's about a girl who lived down the mountain, and her name was Nancy Brown.
Tell us about Nancy, will you?
Down in West Virginia lived a gal named Nancy Brown. You never seen such beauty in city or in town. Nancy and the teacher climbed the mountainside one noon. They got up near the summit, but very, very soon she came rolling down the mountain. mountain, she came rolling down the mountain, she came rolling down the mountain from above. For she left her bold companion to the coyotes in the canyon when the feller tried to tell her words of love. She was sitting knitting, woolen undies for her dad, when she beheld the cowboy in a Sunday suit of plaid. How'd you like to hike, dear? He remarked and raised his head. Again she climbed the mountain, but shortly after that, she came rolling down the mountain, she came rolling down the mountain, she came rolling down the mountain high and wide. When he tried to get to Pally, Nancy headed for the valley, for she wouldn't vow to be a cowboy's bride. Then a fitted flicker, who had $100 bills, came riding in his auto to the West Virginia hills. Nancy looked him over, thinking there's a man for me. She stepped into his roadster, and the rest is history. Oh, she stayed up in the mountain, oh, she stayed up in the mountain, oh, she stayed up in the mountain with delight. For that handsome city slicker made her girlish heart beat quicker, and the pappy chased while Nancy out of sight.
Boy, she is showing up some gal, too, wasn't
you? Bet she was, Shug. Say, you know, I'd sure like to shake my hoofs and get some life in them. How about a hoe down there, Shug?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Give me that gourd, Jan. Here we go.
Understand, Jack, how he can make his fingers move so fast when he can't hardly talk.
I can't either.
If he could talk like he can sing, like he can play on that old fiddle, boy, he sure would be a gospel, wouldn't he?
Yeah, if I could sing like you could, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't want to hear anybody. All right, I'll sing for you. Just a nice little song for your benefit. The road may be long.
Hey, Curly, you know, you was talking about a bucking horse. You just sit still, and I'll tell you about a kicking mule. Now, I once did know a little man, and his name was Simon Slick. Well, he owned a mule with a dreamy eye, and how that mule could kick. He'd shut one eye and wag his tail and greet you with a smile and gently telegraph his leg and kick you a half a mile. Oh, how he could kick. Oh, how he could kick. He'd kick as quick as a dynamite stick. Oh, how he could kick. Now his hide was gutta-percha. His hoof was hard as lead. He'd raise you like a feather, too, and stand you on your head. He'd kick as quick as lightning. He had an iron jaw. Was just the thing to have around to tame your mother-in-law. Oh, how he could kick. Oh, how he could kick. He'd kick as quick as a dynamite stick. How that mule could kick.
It's been powerful nice to have you with us. And we hope you know that you'll be a welcome visitor again. Drop into the camp of Pinto Pete and his ranch boys anytime. You bet you're welcome. Adios.